With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump ordering U.S. nuclear weapons testing to begin immediately.
President Trump says he's ordered the War Department to resume nuclear weapons testing, quote, immediately. The president says he wants the Pentagon to match other nations' programs. He also calls this move a necessary step to maintain global parity. Mr. Trump wrote in a Truth Social post Wednesday night, quote, the United States has more nuclear weapons than any other country, unquote.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, the announcement comes just days after Mr. Trump warned Russian President Vladimir Putin the United States has a nuclear submarine stationed, quote, right off their shores. President Trump's warning follows Russia's recent missile test. President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping wrapping up their talks in South Korea, and the president says he plans to visit China next April. Hurricane Melissa spinning through the southeastern Bahamas after causing widespread damage in the Caribbean.
In the Bahamas, some residents of the Out Islands have evacuated to Nassau as Hurricane Melissa bears down. The storm has weakened and is forecast to pass just west of Bermuda on Thursday. The hurricane left a trail of destruction across Haiti, Cuba, and Jamaica, toppling trees and utility poles and ripping the roofs off of shelters. In Haiti, dozens of people were killed, many in the coastal town of Petit-Goave. When it made landfall in Jamaica, Melissa was a Category 5 storm with winds of 185 miles per hour. Zulu was a UN coordinator in the region.
Infrastructure of property, roads, network connectivity, energy has been lost.
I'm Jennifer King.
Death count is rising in that massive police raid on a drug gang in Brazil. At least 119 dead. This is SRN News. Well, how much religious freedom do you have?
That depends on which state you live in. A new report from Napa Legal Institute ranks the states according to how well they protect the religious liberty of their residents. Sitting at number one on the list is Alabama, with a score of 86% success in defending religious freedom. Kansas comes in second at 79%, followed by Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. At the bottom of the list, Michigan, 22%. Then come Vermont and Delaware. Michael Harrington reporting.
So-called climate change apparently a factor in America's falling birth rate. Younger generations increasingly citing climate change as making them reluctant to have kids. But many researchers are pointing to the dangers of the declining birth rate in the U.S. Experts say if the trend continues, there will likely be an economic collapse. U.S. birth rate is 1.6, well below the 2.1 replacement rate. This is SRN News. It's an exciting time for youngsters of all ages. It's the Rockefeller Center's Christmas tree, and it's been chosen soon to be going into New York. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with the story.
A majestic Norway spruce from just outside Albany, New York, has been chosen to take center stage in the plaza. Officials say the 75-foot spruce will be cut down November 6th. It traditionally gets a police escort down to Manhattan, arriving 2 days later, where more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights will be set up on it, along with a 900-pound Swarovski crystal star on top. The tree lighting is December 3rd. After the holiday season ends, the tree becomes lumber for Habitat for Humanity to use for housing projects for families in need. Julie Walker, New York.
And more details at srnnews.com.